الحمد لله الذي لا يرجى بكشف الشدائد إلا هو ولا يدعى بدفع المكائد إلا هو وما مراد المحبين في الدارين إلا هو وما طلب الواصلين في الكونين إلا هو المخلوق كلكم ضعفاء ولا قوي إلا هو الناس وكلكم فقراء ولا غني إلا هو لا مجد ولا واجد إلا هو وما يعلم الجهر والأسرار إلا هو وما يعلم السمع والأبصار إلا هو غافر الذنب وقابل التوب شديد العقاب ذي الطول لا إله إلا هو الله لا إله إلا هو ألف لام ميم الله لا إله إلا هو شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو فتعالى الله الملك الحق لا إله إلا هو هو الذي يصوركم في الأرحام كيف يشاء لا إله إلا هو رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فيقول الله تبارك وتعالى ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما صدق الله العظيم وقال الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم إن مثلي ومثل الأنبياء من قبلي كمثل رجل بنى دارا فأجمله فأحسنه إلا موضعة لبنة من زاوية فجعل الناس يطوفون ويعجبون ويقولون هلا وضعت هذه اللبنة وأنا اللبنة وأنا خاتم النبيين أو كما قال الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم أخواني فدغان نيدان أفدنو وإنا إسكاهاجا جنا لأن محايا لفدغو نيدا وحبدشا النية شرط لسائر العمل بها الصلاح والفساد للعمل قفك عملك قواني نيدا يا أساس وإن عملك هاجاجو نيدا حمين كرتا نيدا هاجاجين كرتا
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Our brother, alhamdulillah, after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salutation to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he begins by saying that this sitting is a very important sitting. But it depends with the intentions that we are sitting in this gathering. If we sit with a good intention, then we are going to benefit from our intentions. But if we corrupt our intentions, then definitely we are not going to get any benefit from that intention.
Fadigan sahabadu ilahan jireen masajidi farisan jireen suuqidi farisan jireen ayago jamci farisan jireen ayago lawalawi farisan jireen maali nabiga sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ayaa ku soo baxay sahabado meel fadhida markaasuu weydiiyey ku yiri ma ajlasakum maxaa idin fariisiyey markaasay yiraahdeen waxaan u fadhinaa inaa ilaahay caabudno weyneyno ilaahay subxaanahu wa ta'ala nimcadu nasiyay aan garanno ka sheekaysano islaamimadu ilaahay subxaanahu wa ta'ala uu nasiyay markaasuu nabiga sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ku yiri ilaahay idinku dhaarshee arintaa mooy arin kale uma fariisanina miya arinkaa mooy arin kale uma fariisanin bay yiraahdeen saddex jeer nabiga sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uu ku celiyay markaasuu ku yiri shaki aa idinka shakisana idinma weydiinin laakiin ina allaha yubaahi bikum almalaa'ika ilaahay malaa'igtiisu idinkugu faanaya
الحمد لله الصحابة رضي الله تعالى أجمعين used to sit in gatherings collectively individually two two people a group of sahaba used to sit in the masajid or in any places they used to sit then one day he says and in their sitting sahaba used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so he said one day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the masjid and he met sahaba sitting and he asked them what is the purpose of your sitting in the masjid they told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam they replied he said ya Rasulullah we sit here just to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says he asked them again I'm taking qasam in the name of Allah did you guys sit what is the reason why you sit in this gathering three times Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated that question and they replied in the affirmative they said ya rasulullah we sit to remember allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said I did not take the qasam of the name of allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except so that because malaika allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he is very proud of you and he is praising you in front of the malaika because of the intentions they sit in the masjid to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sitting of the sahaba Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was praising them in front of the malaika
malaikta nurani ga amarna ilahi tabaarak wa ta'ala an aasinin ilahi tabaarak wa ta'ala amarkiisa qaadanaya nabiga sallallahu alayhi wa sallam no sheegay samad ya jiqjiq laysa mahayalay meel afar farood la dhiga ma jiro ilaa malag baa sujuusan oo rukuucsan malaa'igtaas nuuraani uu ilaahay subxaanahu wa tacaala nagu faanaya maalinta carafo oo dadka ay wataan laba go oo ma aragta faqiirkii taajirkii xaakimkii maxkuumkii isku wada mid ay yihiin dadka dhan hal meel ay wada taagan yihiin ayaa ilaahay malaa'igtiisu koranaya unduruu yaa malaa'ikatii jaa'uunii sucsan qubara malaa'igtadii fiiriya eegoo basaaseysan oo booreysan ayay yimaadeen oo maad aragtaay wax kaleuma imaanay inay i weyneeyaan oo i xusaanay u yimaadeen ushidukum yaa malaa'ikatii waxaa idin marag gelinaya malaa'igtaydiiyey inaa u dembi dhaafayba ilaahay tabaaraka wa tacaala khayr ma samaynay oo hal qof ilaahay ma xuso laba ma xuso ilaa ilaahay subxaanahu wa tacaala malaa'igtiisu ugu faanaya
malaa'ika the angels are the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they carry nuraniyat their whole life is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so they carry special nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the sheikh says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in praising this human being for remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because this human being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the temptations that he has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if this person obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he's got daraja in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he gives an example that in the day of Arafah where all the hujjaj are standing in the field of Arafah with same clothing you know all of them wearing the white cloth with dust making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala crying the whole day in Arafah in that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells malaika that look at my creations look at my servants they came with dust they came with their clothes being dust the reason as to why they are standing in that place is to ask for my forgiveness bear witness that I have forgiven their sins so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is proud of this insan when he comes closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises this insan in front of the best of the malaika who are ma'sumin who don't do any you know they don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so
that saa darteedi imisa ilaahay subxaanahu wa ta'aala aan xusnaano walaalayaal fadhigaan aan fadhino anaga ismaani keenin ilaahay xuskiisa aan dhageysano kan hadlayo ku dhageysanayaba amarka ilaahay subxaanahu wa ta'aala ay ku socdaan nabiga sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ducooyinku ducoosanaa waxaa ka mid ahaan jirtay lan tutaaca ilaa biidnika ولن تعصى إلا بعلمك كان كواطيع إذنك أو كواطيعي كان خير كشيغ إذنك أو كشيغي كان دقيسنا إذنك أو كدقيسنا كما ركتايو محيه ذاتك الدين تبري إذنك أو كبري قف خير ما سمي إلا إذنك أو كسمي ولن تعصى إلا بعلمك كان كعاصنا نقاشا وكعاصنا سادرت ولا ليال فدقان أنفر نوحا نقس كفري سنماء إلهي سبحانه وتعالى سقان نوافجي إمسا إلهي النمع هذا إيا برواقضة إيا بداد نكون نسيا garanayn walaalayaal ilaahay subxaanahu wa ta'aala nimcadaas uu ilaahay na siiyay oo khayrkaas uu ilaahay na waafajiyay imisa arintan ku garanaa walaalayaal ilaahay subxaanahu wa ta'aala inuu na waafajiyay aan fahansanahay
our sitting it's not because of our capability but this is the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it's not our strength that we came to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it was usually the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he used to make dua, when he makes dua, Rasulullah used to say, there is no one who will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not ghafil, he is not unaware of those who don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whoever does anything good, it comes from the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one does anything minor or a bigger amal except this is the tawfiq, it coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no one who does disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it, has got knowledge about it.
Inni wal insu wal jinnu fi naba'in azim. Ilahay aadaa hadith qudsi insi jinki aniga warac weyn baan dhaxmaray akhluq ana awri ya'budu ghayri ghayrika ya'budaya ana hawada sinaya ana hurdada sinaya ana adceeda soo saaraya maalinkii aanaa siinaya habeenkii aanaa keenaya haddana maad aragtaa qeyrkayga caabudayaan waxaa la hawaday qaadanaya anaa iska leh hawada anaa siinaya caafimaadi doonaya anaa siinaya hurdada meel kale kama helayaan anaa hurdada siinaya markaasa qeyrkayga caabudayaan
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in hadith al-Qudsi reported by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says these big situation between me and the ins and the jinnat. Why? Because I am the one who created them, but they worship other than me. I'm the one who give them rizq, but they worship other than me. I'm the one when they become sick, I'm the one who give them sihat, I'm giving them health, but they ask sihat from other than me. So everything I'm providing them, but they go against me.
qof kala doonaya inuu garto ilaahay subxaanahu wa ta'aala inuu awray ilaahay islaamu ilaahay ka dhigay irjumaadan qoran nimcada haysatay kugu hareereysan ilaahay subxaanahu wa ta'aala asaga ku siiyay dhinac walba nimca ilaahay subxaanahu wa ta'aala ayaa ka taala ilaahay subxaanahu wa ta'aala asaga ku siiyay nimcadaas ayaa la doonaya nimcada inaan ku garano laa ilaaha illallah ilaaha asaga laa ilaaha illallah ina siiyay nimcada laa ilaaha illallah waxaa anaga dalbanay maahan ilaahay subxaanahu wa ta'aala asaga na siiyay
This ni'mah of La ilaha illallah, for us to proclaim this kalima La ilaha illallah, we did not put any application in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His own decision that He has made us among the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He has given us this kalima La ilaha illallah. There are so many people living in this world who don't have this kalima. They didn't proclaim this kalima. Allah did not, subhanahu wa ta'ala, did not give them tawfiq to proclaim this kalima. But me and you, we do not ask for it. We did not put any application in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. So we have to understand this ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also value this ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us.
Sad ahlul la ilaha illa Allah kathirun, wal mukhlisun minhum qalilun. Abu Uthman al-Nahdi sahai tabi'i ila uranjiri, ayanim ba'guru yiku sawbogday inu so ziyarto, albab ki marku niki martida kafuray, awaysa weyn ayaa goolad ka soo baxday ninkii martida uu baqay awaysadii markuu arkay lugtiina barna uu qaaday barna dhulku ku celiyey markaasuu abuu cusmaan annahdi uu arkay uu ku yiri qof ilaahay geyrkii ka cabsanay inuu dunidan ku nool yahay maana moodi jirin, maa ilaahay geyrkii ka baqaysa. Markaasi aweysadii iska dhaqaajisay ninkii martida masala diinuu sheekha weydiiyey, mar alla markuu ugu jawaabay, markaasuu ku yidhi maanta waa jumce, musallaha meesha muslimiinta ay ku dukanayaan miyaadan aadaynin. Markaasuu yidhi waan aadaynaa meesha loo musallaha meesha muslimiinta ay ku dugtaanna waa masaafata yowm walleyl, habeen iyo maalin meel loo socdo weeye. Markaasaa sheekhii uu quweysay dharkii jumcu uu xirtay, deen markaasuu ku yiri diyaar miya tahay hadeer. Markaasuu ninkii martida haa uu yidhi, gacantiisuu qabtay lugtii bidix guriga uu kaga baxay, lugtii midigtana musallaha muslimiinta ay ku dukanayaan uu joogay. Mar alla markii salaada laga baxay sidaa dadku u fiiriyey, markaasuu yidhi ahlu laa ilaaha ila allah kahiiruun walmukhlisuuna minhum qaliiluun. Laa ilaaha ila allah dadku nasab sheeganay way badan yihiin, laakiin dadka xaqiiqada laa ilaaha ila allah faanti way yaryihiin, uu yidhi sheekhu.
Sheikh has taken the words of one of the tabi'een that said that the people who proclaim kalima la ilaha illallah, there are so many of them, but the ones who say it with conviction and ikhlas, they are very few. So he gave an example whereby there's someone who came to visit the Sheikh. So when the Sheikh was opening the door for him, this tabi'i was opening the door for this brother, there's a serpent, a snake that passed in front of him. So this guy became a bit worried, and he got afraid, and he raised one of his legs, and he told him, the Sheikh said, I didn't know that there are some people in this world who fear other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Sheikh welcomed the person to the house, and the brother told the Sheikh, you know, today is a Jum'ah, we have to go on. The Sheikh told the brother, are we not supposed to go and prepare ourselves for Jum'ah now? The brother said, yes, today is a Jum'ah. And where they are going to make Jum'ah is a musaffa of one day and one night. A long journey. So, So the Sheikh and the brother, after the preparation, they went out of the house, you know, with the left leg, with the dua of leaving the house. By the time the Sheikh put his other leg, he was in the musalla of Jum'ah. Through the qudra and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Shaykh, together, because of his conviction, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that musafa, that journey of a full day and night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shortened it, because of the conviction of the Shaykh that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. Then the brother said, there are so many people who proclaim la ilaha illallah, but ahlu la ilaha illallah, the people who are really have conviction of la ilaha illallah, are very few in the world.
Laha dhahayo ana awuro geyrkayga caabudaya, geyrkayga rajaynayaan, geyrkayga tala saaranayaan, ana awuray baahidu ana u gudayo. Markaasi binaadani wax ka dodoonayaan, binaadani raaligelinayaan, ana awuray. Ilaahay subxaanahu wa tacaala aadamna dhowu ilaahay ka awuray, bina insaanka kale ilaahay subxaanahu wa tacaala manyu ilaahay ka awuray. Khuliqa min maain daafiq yakhruju min bayni sulbi wataraa'i. Ilaahay xadiis qudsi uu koranaya, ya ibna aadam خلقتك في بطن أمك وجعلت لك قرارا في بطن أمك وحولت وجهك إلى ظهر أمك لئلا يديك رائحة الطعام. ابن آدم على شهيد هذا القوة ورني وجهي أجن دبرك هويدا أديني وحا أنت أوي لم حي إن هويدا وحي عنس وسنكود بن.
This insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm the one who created you, but you worship other than me. Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him from dust, clay. And us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us from water. And this is the power and the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, the brother, in the hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how he created insan from in the womb of his mother. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this insan that all his provisions he is getting through his mother by the power and the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing this insan that in all your life, in the womb of your mother, I'm the one who was providing you. And also when you're out of the womb of your mother, I'm also the one who is providing for you.
فَهَلْ يَقْدِرُوا عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ غَيْرِ رَكَاسُ إِلَىٰ يَدَهَا يَقُفَ عَنِيكَ هَنْ سِدَى مُسَمَنْ كَرْمِ يُجِرَى إِلَهِ وَيْدِينَ إِنسَانكَ وجعلت لك متكئين متكئا عن يمينك ومتكئا عن شمالك فأما الذي عن يمينك فالكبد، وأما الذي عن شمالك فالطحال، وعلمتك القيام والقعود في بطن أمك. مركاسونها إلهي سبحانه وتعالى إنا على شهيدا قوة ونسلنا كمان دحدينين لوضبر كموت أيا على شهيدا أنك غد حسميني من وابيرينا ويان من وابيريرها ويان مركا دوند مدكتا أولماء ركتا يكتك سنيسا مركا دوند بدحا كتك سنيسا استاقي فدنا على شهيدا أنك غد حبرن إلهي سبحانه وتعالى نهاية فاليق دروا على ذلك غيري قفا أنيك إهن سنة سمي كرم يجرى.
The one who has created you in the womb of your mother, on one side, when you lie on one side, you lie on the leaf of your mother, on the other side, you lie on the heart of your mother. In all the turnings of yourself in the womb of your mother, you are standing, you are reclining. Is there anyone who can do that except me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So in each and every position that you have or you see yourself in the womb of your mother, who can do that other than me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking.
Sadarteda qofa sida ilaahay ahayn qof sida samay kar mujira.
Then Shaykh is asking, is there anyone who can do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done?
Mujira.
Is there anyone who can do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done for us?
فلما قربت مدتك وحيت الى ملك الموكل الى امرك سورنيا مر الله مركي ما دركت ومدده لا غاري او 9 بلود اي خليه ان كو دلاتو دنيدي ما دلا غاري ملك او وكيشني انو ددك دلسيو ايان كو سو ديرني ليخرجك ريشه من جناحي غرب غربيس كميد سو كو سو سارو.
The process of delivering of child is not happening because of any doctor or the knowledge of anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says that even when you're leaving the womb of your mother, we bring a malaika, through the wings of that malaika, we made easy for your delivery to this world.
La laka sinun taqta ilik awahku gosata malahain, wa la laka yadun tabtish ga'ma awahku soqabsata malahain, wa la laka rajulun tas'a luwad kusawata malahain, markasa madama wuh'uni karin, وحنا سوقب سنكرين مركاسا إله ورانا يهويدا هذا هالبولك عسمين واناسي ويان عانو سافيا حلي قووين كلال ايا كسو بحيا حلي كلال كن قوو ايا كيمان ايا ايا هويدا كغد حسمين وإله دهايا.
Because we knew that you are an infant child. When you come out, you don't have proper teeth to eat. You cannot walk and to go and look for your own risk. You are feeble. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we made through the chest of your mother pure milk, that in the time of summer that milk is cold, and at the time of winter that milk is warm, so that you can satisfy yourself.
لا يرقدان حتى ترقد ولا يشبعان حتى تشبع دون درجين درجما يا محريس إلى سبحانه وتعالى ويدا يا أباه كيد حسمي وأذوين إساء ويدا إلى فانسين يا مروح يورن إساء جاجا هيسا مروح يورنيسا قويس وبانيا إله فانسينيا وادؤينيسا مروح يورنيسا ما دركتا وحنوسينيا وادؤينيسا مرمركاس يورنيسا ميس حرد يكون حجرا إله سبحانه وتعالى حالد والبو كون حجرت إلى مهدني كرتد وهيدا لنيه كالسارت إله سبحانه وتعالى كبيرو فانسيي.
And your condition when you are an infant child, even your father and your mother cannot eat before you eat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it that your mother understands when you need to be fed. She understands when you are uncomfortable, you need to be bathed. She understands that maybe you need to be clean. In any condition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given that knowledge to your mother.
فَلَمَّا قَوَى ظَهْرُكَ وَاشْتَدَّ إِزَارُكَ بارستني بالمعاصي ولم تستحي مني ومع ذلك إن سألتني أعطيت مركا ويناتي قندي قوات كادي نوحك لقرنا يا آن نقطي أنوح انتاس حالت مرحلة كسو مرسيي وادي وعاسيسي وما دركتا ما دنقرن نمعادن كسو يل ما دنقرن علو شهيدا سان كبسو برباري ما دنقرن دوني داي ما دسان كبو إلالي ما دنقرن معاصي ذي أيضا لصوبا بحضي مركا صورنا إله ميادن إقحشونين لا إله إلا الله سيدا آيتا وحي ويدي ستون كسين أيا.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. He says when you're a grown up person now, you can be able to do your own things in your own capability. Now you are now able to do everything for yourself. then what do? You forget all those stages that you passed and you start to disobey me. You go against my command. You go far away from me. But with all you going far away from me and disobeying me, but still I'm giving you the risk. I'm your provider.
عِدَّةُ إِلَٰهِ كَأَوْرِ مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى عِدَّةٌ كَأَوْرِ عِدَّةٌ كُعِلِنْ دُونَا مَعْنَتِ قِيَامَن عِدَّةٌ كَسُو سَارِ دُونَا إِلَٰهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى دَهَيَا عِدَّةُ إِلَٰهِ نَغَاوُرِ وَحْمَادَنَا هَيْ مَجْرِنْ وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ عَلَى شَهِيدِنَا إِذْكَ سُوسَارَ أَدِكُو شَيْئَاهَي مَرْكَاسُ إِلَٰهَ دَهَايَا وَحَانْ كُو يَلَ دِغَا وَخْ كُو مَقَشِي وَجَعَ مَارَكْتَا إِلَّا وَخْ كُو أَرَكْتِي قَلْبِي وَخْ كُو وَيْلَيْسِي لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ إِكَيْ تَشْكُرُوا سَادِي وَشُكْرِ سَانُو إِلَٰهَ دَهَايَا
اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى says that from the clay, from the soil we have created you. And from this earth, the soil, we are going to take you back. And from there, we are going to resurrect you in the day of Qiyamah. And another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we brought you from the wombs of your mother while you did not have any knowledge. Whatever knowledge that you have today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the capability of seeing, hearing, but are we not going to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us?
Markaasu ilaha dahaya, inni wal insu wal jinnu fi naba'in azim. Insigi jinki aniga warakwin baana dahmarayt o maalarek taayo akhluk ana awuri. Wa ya'abudu ghayrki ya'abudaya. Wa harzuk ana rizqi gisinay wa hayunayan ana sinaya. Wa yashkuri sibay ghayrki umahad ilinaya. Ana rizqi gisinayu. أنا هو ذا سينا غير كي هم أدعلينا يا هردي دونا يا أنا سينا غير كي هم أدعلينا يا وعاف ما ذي دونا يا أنا سينا غير كي هم أدعلينا يا رزقه دونا يا أنا سينا غير كي هم أدعلينا يا وذللناها لهم فمنها ركوبهم ومنها يأكلون ولهم فيها منافع ومشارب أفلا يشكرون إله يا ده يا نمعوليد سان وفضين في نمعوليد أسخرني geel fiir intu leegya ilma yar hoganka qabanay markaas marna gaadidu ku noqonaya marna wad cabaysa caani sad cabaysa marna wad cunaysa geel hal ma aragta hal bil biyuma baana waxa doontaa ku qaadanaysa markaas oo ilaahay dhahay anaga u fudayn waxa dhahanaga u saxirno ilaahay subhanahu wa ta'ala dhahaya
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this insan and the jinnat we have bestowed upon them our ni'mats but they worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says I provide them rizq, but they thank other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I give them health when they are sick, but they are still thanking someone else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a lot of ni'mas, my dear brothers, bestowed us upon a lot of ni'mah. The brother is giving an example where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us example of a camel. From camel we get milk. From camel we use it as transportation. Where we come from, that's how we transport in the villages. And from camel also, we get their skins and we use that skins for so many benefits. He says this camel can travel for several months without water because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made in the stomach of the camel it can retain water for a very long period of time. That's why it was called. You know, the camel is a desert creature which can go for so many months without water.
خيري إلى عبادي نازل شرهم إلي ساعد مرول فإلهي وحونا يا خير كي أوصو دعا خير كي أوصو نادعى روب دونا يا أمر كي وكويمانا يا روب كامر مخلوق كمي ماذا أمر كي لا سبحانه وتعالى وكوي ماذا وحول بو إلهي سبحانه وتعالى يدون إن أنا سينا إلهي سبحانه وتعالى دايا وحمشق يا من دقاق إلا أمر كلاه كل دقاق دا قاديد كان دقاق أمر كلاه سبحانه وتعالى كل دقاق يا ديار دا اسمه ود أمر كلاه كسعتا قاريق أمر كلاه كسعدا أمر كلاه وحول بكسعدا شيء والبلاي سبحانه وتعالى سقى وعنده مفاتيح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو ويعلم ما في البر والبحر وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمها ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين ولا حبة ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين إلهي تبارك وتعالى كون كان مد أمرك إلهي وما أركت شيء والنقاق أمرك إلهي سبحانه وتعالى وكل نقاق إلهي وقيا جيتك قللن دعيا علينت ذو إلهي سبحانه وتعالى وقيا انت حبيت إلهي سبحانه وتعالى أولا سعدا سادرت مرول بإلهي وحدها يا خير كيغا أسودا دعيا وخير كيغا سودقا ومركا سعيغا شرطه ذي صفولي إلهي سبحانه وتعالى دعيا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my blessings are descending on the insan and the jinnats. But on the opposite, if they need rain, if they need anything, provisions, I'm the one who is providing them. Whatever they need. But on the other side, they go against my command. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the brother says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each and every condition, each and every harakat that is taking place in this world, it is taking place through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even a leaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, even a leaf cannot fall from a tree except with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and everything has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the movement that we are making ourselves, the steps that we are taking, even the car that we are using, you are driving, it's not whatever has been put in that car, but through the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the plane that is moving over the air, this is through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So each and everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it goes through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should put this conviction in our hearts that in any condition that is happening in this world, it's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We return, you know, the thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
At-tahabbabu ilayhim bin ni'am wa ana ghaniyun anhu. إلهي مركا صورنا يا واسي علي سينا يا أنا أيوة كدقتون وأن كدقتون يا مبانا يا إلهي إنسانكم مبانا إلهي سبحانه وتعالى جينكم مبانا لأن إلهي تبارك وتعالى كل جنا نجا إله هو ذبان. يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد هو أول كل شيء وآخر كل شيء فوق كل شيء دون كل شيء عليم بكل شيء قدير على كل شيء لا يعجزه شيء ولا يغيب عنه شيء وليس كمثله شيء يختص برحمته من يشاء يهدي من يشاء يضل من يشاء يبعد من يشاء ويقرر من يشاء ويقدر لا يسأل عما يفعل يسأل. إلهي تبارك وتعالى دومدس إله مبانا أصو إله دومدس أبانين أستعليسين إلهي سبحانه وتعالى ولا ليال قف مدين تو أمرك إله كل من هي قف من هو الله إلا إله سبحانه وتعالى أمرك يسكون ولانا يا كان عافي ماذا أمرك إله كو عافي ماذا كان بكون يا أمرك إله كو حنون سنة يا دقائق الدنيا كان عينا أمرك إله كو سعد إلهي ومبهن عذو إله سبحانه وتعالى وبهن يا مجرت ولا لي أدنى إله أمرك أسوأ دوم ذي تجعلي سينا يا
الله سبحانه وتعالى wants us to come closer to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need any one of us. We are all in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is showing us His mahabba, His love towards us. That is why He is blessing us each and every day. He is showering His blessings upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to shower us those blessings, it's not a must to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's through His favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no one forcing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do that. But this is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is bestowing these favors upon us, so that we can come closer and understand and recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every condition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who is the creator, He is the provider, He is the sustainer of each and everything in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they become sick, I'm the one who gives them health. They look for provision, I'm the one who is providing them. So in every condition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who is providing us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not the medicine that makes somebody get shifa, but shifa comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ilahi tawarak wa ta'ala, insan kana saga awuri, ilahi jinkan ilaha saga awuri, ilahi tawarak wa ta'ala, wuhu awuri, wiyan Qur'an jada hadis kuwi ma'lam masamayn karan. Qur'an jada yad, se uyir tayadana ragno, o qalbi gana anunku qaban karin, عندها أنا دان كفر لقيا عندها إن نحن نسيا أن طلعتها ويرتها إلى سبحانه وتعالى صوا ورفير. انظر إلى النملة في صغر جثتها ولا طافت هيئتها لا تكاد تنال بلحظ البصر ولا بصدرك الفكر كيف دبت على أهلها وصبت على رزقها تنقل الحبة إلى جحرها وتعدها. في سيدنا علي رضي الله عنه asoo ka hadlay kitaab al-hajj la yiraahdo hayaat hayawanaat as-sughra kitaabka wuxuu sheegayaa wax ugu yar ee insaanka shabaha ama wax insaanka shabaha hayawana quraanjada beenay tahayba bal quraanjada u fiirsada bin aadanka markuu iska hor imaado wuu salaama quraanjada markay iska hor imaado way salaamad quraanjadu wax baqti ma cunto quraanjadu waxay leedahay godka qurfadooyin ee leedahay say bin aadanka markuu guri dhiso qurfadu uu sameeyo qolal uu sameeyo quraanje markay dhimato isla markii waa is aasan quraanjadu way is aasan insaanku isku aaso xayawaanadka isma aasan quraanjadu way is aasan bal quraanjadayen sidina cali wuxuu dhahayaa quraanjadayen ilaahay subxaanahu wa ta'ala suu waa uu rafiiri indhaha kuma qaban kartid walaa qalbigaada ku hayn karin ilaahay markaasuu dhiigu u yeelay oo qalbigu ilaah u yeelay inta ilaahay lugay leedahay oo calool bay leedahay ilaahay tabaaraka wa tacaala suu waa uu rafiiri ilaahay tabaaraka wa tacaala quraanjada iyo insaanka ilaahay subxaanahu wa tacaala asaga awuuray baahi uu qabay ilaahay subxaanahu wa tacaala uma awuurin asagoo sidaasa ayuu ilaahay insaanka isjeclaysiinaya
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sheikh says, he's given an example of a creature like ant, a small ant, black ant that moves. Sometimes you can't see it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that creature he has created through his power and qudra. And he has put a lot of lessons in that small creature. Even some ulama wrote books about those small creatures. This ant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it, it has got the sifat like the insan. When they meet, they make salam. They look for their provisions. They don't eat from the dead. They have their own dwellings, like they make dwellings underneath the earth. And also, this ant, which is very small, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create this small ant because he needs it. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without even the need of anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not create because of need. We make our own things because of our need. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He creates through His hikmah and His knowledge.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, خالق المخلوقات وكل المخلوقات محتاجين إلى الله من أصغر الحجر إلى أكبر الجبل من النملة إلى جبرائيل عليه السلام وهذا المخلوق لا يملك نفسه نفعا ولا ضرا ولا يملك نفسه موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا إلهي تبارك وتعالى إنسان كان إلهي أسقاوري ومارك تايو نقح أغويا إلهي نقح أغويا قران جدي الى جبرائيل الى سبحانه وتعالى باهي وقوي الى سبحانه وتعالى وما اورن
all the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from a small particle of the soil to the big mountain from an atom a small ant a creature like an ant to Jibril alayhi salam all were created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they all need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create them because of his need. They were created because of the power and qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ilahay maantinu nugu weynaada la doonaya. Ilahay qalb mar walba ilahay ina ka sheekeyno. Ilahay aan aamano. Ilahay aan aamano. Ilmaha yar markuu dhalanayo waxaa sunnaa. Markuu dhasho waxaa sunnaa. Dhigta midig in lagu aadaamo. Tanbidixna lagu aqimo. Maxaa yeelay ilmaha yar hadda waxaa weeye hadda dunida imaada. Haddeer dunidan soo gashay. Allahu akbar. الله أكبر الإنس والجن وما دونه أصغر الله أكبر وي إلها وي إلها وي إنس الجن وي جريين وحي إلهي كصوار وحي يروي إلها وي ودوني ذا حتى سوك شيء مخلوق وحان كلاكم ملمن إلهي سبحانه وتعالى أسقى وي
Every time we have to speak about the greatest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how powerful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, we have to speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who has created us. So every time our tongue should be busy with praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The brother says when the human being is born, a Muslim child is born, from the right ear the adhan is made and from the left ear the iqama is made. Why? Because the first message that should come into the ear of this child is, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah is great, Allah is great. That this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this child is being informed that all the jinnats and all the insan and the jinns and each and every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is small, is nothing, is insignificant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest.
ilaahay mar wal markaa weyneyno iimaankeena ku cusboonaanayo walaalayaal, iimaankeena cuseeb ku noqonayo. Maanta dharkaa la cusboonaysiiyaa, moobeelkaa la cusboonaysiiyaa, oo ma aragta gurigaa la cusboonaysiiyaa, ranjigaa la cusboonaysiiyaa, goosariirtaa la cusboonaysiiyaa. Nabigu sallallahu calayhi wasalam wuxuu noo sheegaa iimaanka in loo baahan yahay in la cusboonaysiiyo. Jadiduu iimaanakum, markaasuu nabigu sallallahu calayhi wasalam dhahay iimaankiinu cusboonaysiiya. Markaasay weydiiyeen saxaabadu, qiila yaa rasuul allaahi sallallahu calayhi wasalam, rasuulki ilaahayow, wa kayfa nujadidu iimaanana, iimaankeena saa ku cusboonaysiinaynaa? Nabigu udgun sallallahu calayhi wasalam markaasuu yidhi, akthiruu min qawli laa ilaaha ila allah, laa ilaaha ila allah qowlkeeda badiya, laa ilaaha ila allah dacwadeeda badiya, laa ilaaha ila allah akthiruu min dikri, lama oran axsanu qowl, qowl waa dacwo weeyaan. Laa ilaaha ila allah dadka ugu yeero weeyaan inaad badisaan, aad dadka ugu yeertaan badi u dhahaya nabigu sallallahu calayhi wasalam.
The Sheikh says that today we're making changes in our lives. We change whatever is in our houses. We change our clothes. We change our cell phones. We upgrade our lives from one condition to the other. But he says what is supposed to be changed each and every time, what we're supposed to make effort and make new, not our dwellings, not our cars, not our cell phones, not our clothing, but what we're supposed to make new and rewind that is our iman. That is why sahaba, Rasulullah SAW told the sahaba, jadidu imanakum, make renew your iman, make your iman new. Then sahaba asked Rasulullah SAW, how are we going to revive or to make new our iman? He said, akthiru qawlu la ilaha illallah, make the dhikri of la ilaha illallah abundantly. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give da'wah, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speak about la ilaha illallah each and every time, and speak about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Saadarteeda waa maxay ilaahay kelimadu weyn oo ilaahay nasiiyay? La ilaaha illallah, ilaahay nasiiyay. Nabigu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam maalin saxaabada meel farid u yimi, markaasuu ku halfiikum gariib oo yahuudiya nasaar qof fogma idinku dhex jira, yahuudiya nasaar ahlul kitaab dad baa idinku dhex jira. Markaasay yidhaahdeen, may rasuulka ilaahayo. Markaasuu nabigu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uu amray in albaabka la soo xidho. Markaasaa albaabkii la soo xidhay. Markaasuu nabigu rifac weydiikum, gacmihiina kor u qaada, oo waxaad tidhaahdaan laa ilaaha illallah dhahu dha nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Waxay yidhaahdeen, gacmihiina saacad baan kor u haynay. Markaasaa laa ilaaha illallah aan dhaanay. Markaasaa nabigu sallallahu alayhi wasallam markaasuu ku yiri, gacantiina soo dejiya, deedna gacantiina dejiya. Markaasaan dejinay. Markaasuu nabigu sallallahu alayhi wasallam uu yiri, bishaare ilaahay subxaanahu wa tacaala kelimadan asagaa i siiyey, igu ballan qaada inuu jannada igu gelinayo. Markaasuu ku yidhi saxaabada, bishaareysa maadaama laa ilaaha illallah aad tiraadeen, ilaahay dembigiinu ku dhaafay.
Allahu akbar. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he came to sahaba, they were in a place, and he asked them, is there any stranger among you? Is there any stranger among you? That means from the Nasara and the Yahud. And then the Sahaba said, no, we are all of us are Muslims. And then Rasulullah ﷺ told them to close the door. So they closed the door and he said, raise your hands. They raised their hands and said, say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. While holding their hands up, the Sahaba who is narrating this hadith says, we raised our hand for almost an hour. And Rasulullah says, this kalima Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought me forward because of this kalima, and has promised me Jannah for this kalima. And I bear witness that I bear witness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you and enter you into Jannah because of saying this kalima la ilaha illallah. So he says, Sheikh said, let's raise our hand and say, La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. Then begin Allah kudaf.
May Allah forgive our sins.
So Adar Tanibi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hunosheke Kiyamaha, Inu Iman Donanin, Sagal is Sagashan, of Felal who are wind Dimbigalai, Midwal Bawa, Ishamugi the Dimbia. Rakasu Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no Sheikh Aranayo, Adonkeyo. Ma maaragtaayo malaa'igtidu wax qoris miyay ku dulmiyeen, mise dembigan waa gashay? Markaasuu la ilaaha waan galay dembigan, adduunka been ku soo sheegay, dembigan waan galay. Markaasa ilaahay subxaanahu wa tacaala bitaaqad buu siinayaa, baqshad baa la siin, markaas ama aragtay la dhahaya 99 dambi oo waaweyn iyo bitaaqada miisaanka la tag maalinta qiyaana ma jirto ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة فلا تظلم نفس شيئا وإن كان مثقال حبة من خردل أتينا بها وكفى بنا حاسبين خيانة مجرتو لعقام بحنا مجرتو ولا خيان مجرتو معلنتها وعدالة بنك عدالة دا معلنتها لتاقين مركاسونين كيا ويا ورنيا ما ورقد أن ير يساقال يساقاشن كواوين مدوال بفل أمارك تايش مجدا مركاسا ماشي ميزان كولا تاقيا baxadina miisaan balasari sagaal iyo sagaashankii waa weynaan miisaan balasari waxa raajix noqonayo baxadii maxaa ku qoran ashhadu an la ilaha illa allah wa anna muhammadar rasulullah
rasulullah sallam speaks about a person that will be brought in the day of qiyama with a lot of sins. His book, the suhfa, the book of his deeds, will be as far as the eyes can see. That will be a very, very big book. It's about 99 of them. These books will be brought, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the insan, have you done such and such action in that book? He will say, Ya Allah, I lied in the world. I don't want to lie in front of you. Yes, I did. This will be between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely this person in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a Muslim, because he will be given a piece of paper written ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And then when he sees that paper, from his heart he will say, what is this small paper with all the sins that I have done? When he takes this paper to the malaika and is placed in the mizan, in the scale, this paper weight will outweigh those suhfa, or those books of his sins. So my dear brothers, the brother is saying that because of this la ilaha illallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive this person so many of his sins.
Kalimada sahawada markay qaateen ilahi subhanahu wa ta'ala kalimada u ilahi fansiye ilahi qimu ilahi subhanahu wa ta'ala kuru ilahi uqad qafal bu kalimada qaata fahma وما دركتايو إلهي سبحانه وتعالى إنه بربارية هاي إلهي سبحانه وتعالى غير كنان الرجين وامعي كلمة ما حلقه تلقل إنه قفك أمنه لا ضار ولا نافع إلا الله لا معز ولا مذل إلا الله لا محي ولا مميت إلا الله لا معطي ولا مانع إلا الله لا إله إلا الله تاسال دون قفك إلي قلبك اسقماته وكشر من فعله ما ضرد حق إلهي كي ماذا بن آدم أحمد ويكر هذه كل اسكو إيمانا إن يوحكو ترانا اسكو ديكم تذكرا يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم إله ورنا دوم دير كي غوري كي أودن بي كينا موغضا وإنسكم كينا موغضا وجنكم كينا خرصون محي اسكو دي إن يوحكو تران كوم تذكرا منفعة حق إلهي كيما دا شيئا مودد إن منفعك وجدت إلهي مدركا غريقيا law qofa xanuusanaysa isku cudur baa haya isbitaal baa yaadayaan laba hal daawo isku nooc baa loo qoray mid uu ku dhiman mid ilaahay subxaanahu wa ta'ala daawo ilaahay ugu daraya maxay yahay manfaaca samoodid maan ilaahay haduu manfaaca gelin bi manfaacu galeysa meel madara amood ilaahay manfaaca kaga dhigaya madara meel amoodid ayuu ilaahay subxaanahu wa ta'ala manfaaca kaga dhigaya wa ina taamintis.
Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in, when they understood this kalima, they made effort, they understood the value of this kalima. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who has created each and everything, and through His power and qudra, everything happens through the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they took this kalima, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised their status from where they were to where they reached. The brother is saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no dhar or manfa, there is no any harm or benefit except it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith, Qusra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if the first of you and the last of you, they come into one place, your jinns and the insan, the ones who have got status in you, the ones who don't have any status, each and everyone, the ones who is seen, the insan, the one who is not seen, they came to help you in anything, they will never benefit you from anything except with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has proclaimed for you. If they come together to harm you, they will never harm you except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preordained for you. So each and everything happens through the qudra and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, two people are brought to the doctor, same disease, same medicine. One, it helps, the other one, it doesn't help. Why? Because they help, the cure is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not from the medicine.
Sadar tayda. مضرض سامو ديدماها منفعلا سامو ديدماها وإن كلمتها تاقات إلهي وامحي كن تحقيق العبودية وي أدون إناتها تحقي جنس وي أدون لما أدون أدون إناتها وتحقي جنس وي كلمتها مركا قات إلهي ربي أمارك ربي كبر باري وإن آمنت ما معنى الرب رب محاليرا الرب هو المعبود مالك المصرف ما أكبر من مخلوقات السماوات والأرض وإن قفك مركو كلمة داس قاتو إلهي وحداني ذي سوين قلبي كجرا صحاوة رضوان الله عليهم أجمعين كلمة داس أيا إلهي سبحانه وتعالى وحوكا قدلك أيقوا أجهل الناس ددتك وجاهل سن أعلم الناس إلهي كجرا أذل الناس بي آية ويدل لإسلام إسلام ذكور أعز الناس إلهي كجرا نحن قوم عزنا الله بالإسلام وحيرا ضد وحانا إسلام إلهي كعزي قفك حقيمك يلنا يا لا إله إلا الله قيمك يا لنا يا خفل بلا إله إلا الله عيسى قيمه لي هدو مذوي هاي هدو عسيا هدو قاوي هاي هدو ديري هاي غير كدونا كدش ما يجو دونا كايما أبو لاب في ريا أبو لاب حا نن قريش وها هدنا باريس كبدا هاي نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دير كيسوها كلمة عمركو كتاقي إله سبحانه وتعالى إله ود لي بلال رضي الله عنه حبشيوها بلال ابن رباح الحبشي تاريخنا تمقعوه في سماة الله وحق قرأ ولي ما نارك وهذا تاريخ مقعوه في سماية قام بلال ابن رباح الحبشي وحبش وأدون أيوها لكن كلمة أمرك وقاتي يا محا إله سبحانه وتعالى وكو قيمي وكو عزي بلال مدينه مركتك حليه أو بكر صديق رضي الله عنه وما دركت أيو ذاتك إلى الدين تسوس عضا أيو راعسهم هذين كيا مر الله مركو صانق ذي معلم بو صانق ذي مساجدك وآذانك وإساق الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله مركيو لسو قال أشهد أن محمد رسول الله محرابك وفيري نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيو كواي إمامك أيو كواي markaas bilal ooyay dadkii dhan baa isku soo baxay bilal maqalkiis markii la maqlay lagu soo xasuusay nabiga sallallahu alayhi wasallam ayaa lagu soo xasuusay ilaahay suu qiimay fiir hadiis nabiga sallallahu alayhi wasallam wuxuu dhahaya qiyaamaha lugteen gacantay midig Abu Bakar baa ka soo bixay bidixdeedana waxa ka soo bixay Umar lugay hooseeda oo Abu Bakar baa ka soo baxay bilal xaqku ku waasan yahay bilal dimashq buu ku waasan yahay haddana madiinu ka soo baxaya maxaa maaragtay muxuu ku qiimo maan midow waa qofku midow yahay maan wuxuu ahaay suuqiima ku yeesha wuxuu ahaay suuqiima ku yeesha bilaa radiyallahu anhu muxuu ku qiimo way oo loo gaaday markuu magaalada madiina uu bilaa soo galay suubanaha sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lagu soo xasuusto waa qiimaha waa maxay qofku wuxuu ku qiimo waa diin wuxuu ku dulowan waa diin la'aan weeye
The ones who take this kalima, la ilaha illallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who takes this kalima, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase his status. Sahaba rillahu ta'ala ajma'in, they were adhal, they were very low people, but before Islam. But when they took this kalima, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them the leaders of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased their daraja. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased their status. Because why? They took something which is very valuable from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the kalima la ilaha illallah. Whoever among them, white, black, in whatever condition that you are, if you take this kalima with sincerity in your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely He will
increase your status. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate your status. He gives an example of Bilal radiallahu anhu. He was a slave in Makkah before Islam. But after he took this kalima and he accepted this kalima, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated his status. He became the muadzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bilal anhu, after the passing away of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made hijrat with the other sahaba. He made safar for deen. He went for the da'wah and deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Sham. During the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, he went to Sham. And one day he came to visit Medina. And when he came to Medina, Bilal radiallahu anhu, he made, Abu Bakr requested him to make adhan. He made adhan normally, and when he reached Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, he started crying, tears fall from his ears. Why? Because when he looked at the mimbar, sahibul mimbar, the pastor of the mimbar, he missed Rasulullah sallam, and then he started crying. And everyone among the majma in Medina, in the dwellings of Medina, surrounding Medina, people started crying. Because they remember, because the adhan of Bilal reminded them of Rasulullah sallam, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallam says in the day of Qiyamah, Bilal will be holding the robes of the camel of Rasulullah sallam entering Jannah. Abu Bakr anhu will be raised on the right side, Umar will be raised on the left side, Bilal will be holding the rope of the camel leading into Jannah. How did Bilal get this status? Because he took this kalima with sincerity. He took this kalima and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated his status, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him and he persevered with all the persecution he got. But at the end, what is the situation of Bilal radiallahu anhu?
Bilal radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hawinki ladil minay ayaa wuxuu ka dhex maqlay jannada dhexdeeda Bilaal kabuhu uu siito shanqadhoodu iyo nabiga ka dhex maqlay jannada. Markaasuu nabiga sallallahu alayhi wasallam uu sheegay Bilaal oo maxaa samaysaa. Markaasuu sayidina Bilaal uu radiyallahu anhu rasuulka ilaahay ma ogi ilaa markaan weysay salaba rakac sunnatul wudu ayaan dugtaa. Bilaal diinta markuu maad aragtaa iyo fahmay oo wax walba laa ilaaha illallah ka hormariyey ayaa maad aragtaa ilaahay tabaaraka wa tacaala wuxuu jannada nabiga ka dhex maqalsiiyey kabuhu uu sito shaqadoodi ilaahay suu qiimay fiiriye. Laakiin Abu Lahab calayhi lacna mar alla markii amarkii nabiga sallallahu alayhi wasallam uu diiday laa ilaaha illallah anuu ka jeestay ilaahay muxuu yidhi tabbat yada abi lahabin wa tab maa aghna canhu maaluhu wa maa kasab sayasla naaran dhaata lahab وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد. قفنا سوى دنيا جوغا جنة لوغو بشاري قفنا سوى دنيا جوغا جهنم لوغو بشاري محايا بلال محور مريه تقديم من أمر الدين من أمر الضروريات. بلال محور مريه الدين تور مريه ضروريات كذبه لك بلال رضي الله عنه ولا ليال هدا دون لا إله إلا الله إنا فهنو لا إله إلا الله قيمة لدى إنا فهنو فلي لا إله إلا الله كما إيمان لا إله إلا الله دذلك إيمان سينا فهنت. بلال رضي الله عنه مساجد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يمواد كاها وحود مع حلي سيدنا أبو بكر رضي الله عنه عيدا دماء أسعد فلسطين إنه بلال راع مركز أبو بكر أوتقي مركز كوريا سيدنا أبو بكر عيدا كان دون إنان راع meesha qofka hal salaad kun salaad asoo meel kale ku dugta ajarkeedu lamid ilaa ay lamid tahay. Markaas Abu Bakar uu ka diiday mar labaad uu ku soo noqday uu ka diiday markii saddexaad wuxuu yidhi yaa sayidina Abu Bakar yaa amiir almu'miniin maxaa ii xureysay mana inaad sidaa ii gumaysatid maad ii xureysay misiin ma aragta xur ayga dhigt meesha doonaanta ii karo muxuu Bilaal doonayaa diinta ilaa inuu dhaqaaqo. Qofka wuxuu qiima ku yeelanayaa dadaalka diinta u dadaalaysid wey hadaa doonaysid إلهي سبحانه وتعالى قرقار كيسا دينتنا أدقاقضوا يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا دولك إيمانك دولك إله الرمي قبرك الرمي محشرك الرمي جنة الرمي جهنم كبقضي إن تنصروا الله أي إن تنصروا دين الله هذا دينتنا أقرقارتان wa idin gargaarayna ilaahay subhanahu wa ta'ala dhahaya.
On the other side, Abu Lahab was a Qurayshi, a noble person among the Quraysh. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he didn't take this kalima, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him to be disgraced. While he is in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him information through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he will be among the dwellers of Jahannam, together with his wife, because of what she used to do to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa. My dear brothers, the Shaykh says, a person's status is according to how he is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not the nobility of your family, but how close you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bilal radallahu anhu, during the time of Abu Bakr radallahu anhu, he told Abu Bakr radallahu anhu, when the Muslim army was leaving to Palestine, Sham, he asked Abu Bakr radallahu anhu to give him permission to leave with the army. Abu Bakr refused. He came back again second time, he refused. He came back to him third time, he refused. So Bilal radallahu anhu told Abu Bakr radallahu anhu, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, did you set me free so that me, you don't give me the permission to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then Abu Bakr realized where Bilal was, and he gave him permission to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Bilal radallahu anhu, the sahaba, great sahaba, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had his footsteps in Jannah when he was going in the journey of Mi'raj. Rasulullah ﷺ asked him, Ya Bilal, when he came back, he asked, Ya Bilal, what amal were you doing? Because I could hear your footsteps in Jannah. Bilal ra'anu to Rasulullah ﷺ, my beloved Rasulullah ﷺ, there's nothing that I know of, but except when I make wudu, when I renew my wudu, when my wudu breaks and I make wudu, then I made two rakats to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the only amal that I do. So my dear brother, the Shaykh is saying, if Bilal, he understood the value of being in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu, one salah is 1,000, you know, daraja than the other salahs. But he was ready to leave the noble masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why he understood this ayah? In tansurullaha yansurukum. The person who makes nusrat of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person who understands that qiyamah is going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be in the qabr, he will be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has to make effort. Everyone has to understand that if we put ourselves forward, Bilal radhiyallahu anhu, he understood that the need of deen was more important than him sitting in Medina. That is why he put himself forward to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this purpose, my dear brothers, we should also put ourselves forward. And the requirements of deen, the needs of deen, should be more important to us than our own requirements of dunya. When we sacrifice and put deen in front, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put us in front, the way he's put Bilal radhiyallahu anhu in front, my dear brothers. So whoever makes nusra of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make effort, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put him forward also. So
Qasatul Qadisiyya. Qasatul Qadisiyya. Sahawada adad kodu hiya hayyan. Wahir lawatun kunku. Galadun lawabu qalwa kabadnayan. فرقي ودحي واوح بضنوي عيدنك وحاو قامنا سعد بن أبي وقاص وحو كتاب وقد وصوقر كتب سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه كتابا إلى أمير المؤمنين أرسل لنا مددا أرسل لنا جيشا عيدن نصدر لن أرسل إليكم مددا وحعيدن أين صدر مقالة مدينة كوهر مجر ولكن أرسل إليكم شيئين تعلمت إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لبش شيء إذن صوت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كبرنا وامحي الأوامر تأتي من عند الله والأعمال تأتي من أجساد العبادات إذا وافقت أوامر الله إلى أعمالكم هذه نصرة الله وعليكم أن تبلغوا الدعوة إلى الأعداء فإن أبوا ليس القتال بينكم وبينهم ولكن القتال بينهم وبين الله markaas wuxuu yiri hawa aamaash waxay ka soo baxdaa jirka binaadanka amarka ilaah xaqiisu ka imaada haday is waafaqaan aamaashina aamal wanaagsaday noqoto amarka ilaah is waafaqaan nusrada ilaah way imaanaysa laakiin waxaa idin sheegayaa uu yiri oo shar adin kale ka doonaya ina cudurka dacwadaadu ugu yeertaan dacwada haday diidan adinkii ma aragtay ayaga dhaxdina dagaal ma ahan dagaalku wuxuu dhaxeeya ayagii ilaah subhanahu wa ta'ala walaalayaan fikirka dacwada nabiga sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fikirkiisu noocuu ahaa ma xaafadiisu uu fikiray ma dadkiisu uu fikiray nabiga fikru lumma laylatu lasra bi aradtu an naqlaca calayka in kaana muusa taaliban faanta almatluub وإن كان موسى محبا فأنت المحبوب وإن كان موسى مريدا فأنت المراد يا حبيبي يا محمد لا تقلعنا عليك هبينك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ديمين أي خير خلق الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مركز إله كيري يا محمد هدوني موسى لكلنك يجعل هذا أنا كجعل هدوني موسى دلبنا هذا أنا كدلبنا هدوني موسى دوني هذا أنا كدوني حبيبك محمد أن جعلها أيو kaba iska saari maxay nabi ilaa muusa alayhi salaam markuu tuuru siina u taagna maxay fakhlacna alayka innaka bilwadi almuqaddas tuwa waxaad doontid i weydiisa nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam lagu yiri markaas nabi wuxuu yiri ya rabbi la asaluka aminata ummi wala asaluka fatimata ibnati asaluka ummati qawmun du'afaa wa anta arhamur rahimin ilaa yow wayadad aminuku weydiisa maayi gabadheeda fatimanuku weydiisa maayi إله أمدي ذنك وديسنا أمدي ذنك ضعفاوي نبي يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم فكر كي اسمحوها إنقاذ البشرية من النار بشر كان كونك كن نول سيدة ماذا ركتاه جهنم يقبت بعد الله نبي فكر كي سواء فكر كاس وحا بيانات كلو قوانا وجمعينك وجمعينك وبحايا وامحي وفكر كان نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نقصه بين دقائي سمدونين أنا قال مرتبا أنا مرتب وحبشي أن كايمان وحان دونين وحان الراعة oo maad aragtaayo de wasaa u soo baxno dad u baxan doonayna hadal kaliya ma hadal badan wax ma aragtay maqsad kala doona waa maxay in la fahmo hadaan faanteen maad aragtay waxaan doonayna in aan ma aragtay kulli caawa ay wada isagaan cidnaysan harin
insha Allah sheekh is making tashkil de bayan alhamdulillah is coming to an end he is saying that alhamdulillah this deen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made effort for this deen Rasulullah was the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this deen, Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he took him and he told Rasulullah, if Musa alayhi salam was looking for me, he wanted to come and see me, but I am the one who brought you to come and see me. Look at the daraja of Rasulullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has given us this deen. We have to stand up and make effort. Sheikh says we came from very far. The purpose is Jamaat to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that each and everyone in this gathering should stand up and give his name so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can use him for the purpose of his deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his deen, he can use anyone. But it is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is going to use us for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshaAllah, let's be ready, inshallah, and stand up and give our names to go out to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are visitors, inshallah. We need one jama'ah, 4 months to leave from this masjid, inshallah. So many jama'ahs to go out. He said we came from Habasha, Ethiopia. We need jama'ahs to come and visit us there, inshallah, the way that we came here, inshallah.
Marka waxaan rabnaa tashkiilka inshallah oo taawun naga farxiya ilaa inaa idinka farxiyo inaa iswada qortaan
inshallah. He said make us happy and make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. Put up your names inshallah. Jazakumullah. Tashkiilka ay qortaan
mashallah bhai, give your names inshallah. Allah pak accept mashallah. Allah kabul mashallah. What's your name? Abdul Fatah. Allah accept mashallah. Molana Abdul Hakim, Allah Akbar, Kabul. Molana's name?
MashaAllah, Masha, Qumu, Bismillah, Bismillah.
Until your name is not written, don't sit down. The brother with the white scarf, Molana Ahmad Reza. No. Isa, from which masjid, Isa?
Bismillah.
Ridal Mount, right, MashaAllah. You can sit down. One with a white hat. Mansoor, mashallah. Your name? Allah accept, mashallah. Mulana Shaban, Allah accept. Where are you from, bhai? Muhammad Suhail, Shell Cross, mashallah. Imran, bhai, Shell Cross, Allah accept, mashallah. Like this, my dear brothers. What's your name, uncle? Sayyid Ahmad. Which masjid?
4 months.
Ji, I got you near. 4 months every year. But which masjid? Malaysia, mashallah, Allah Kabul. I wanted to hear that. From so far and giving intention, yeah. Where is Malaysia? Where is South Africa? He's giving intention, mashallah. Come, my dear friends. It's 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 4 months to go and spend time under the guidance of the elders. Then you come back, you go 4 months pedal, 4 months to foreign countries, 4 months local. There's 1 4 month consists of 3 chillas. And change in mankind comes over a period of 40 days. So imagine a person spending 3 40 days. In 1 year, Jamaat, you spend 9 40 days in the whole time that we go. So who's ready, inshallah, for 4 months in the path of Allah? Hussein, 4 months, inshallah. Come, my dear friends. Hafiz Imran, Allah accept, mashallah. Come, my dear friends. Is there anybody that came, mashallah, came to listen to the talk, but he never imagined that he'll think about 4 months? So every week when tashkil is made, the mind should go in that direction that I want to sacrifice, I want to learn, I want to improve. And those that have, ijlis, Shaykh, bismillah, sit, please. Mashallah. So the mind should go in this direction that I want to sacrifice in the path of Allah. Those that spent the 4 months already IPB, the work is not complete. Now when a person learns to write, then he must write letters. When a person learns to swim, then he must take on the water. So when a person finishes spending his 4 months, after that is to go to the different 4 months takazas. So we got a pedal Jamaat takaza also, brothers. This Jamaat is finished now, what we had. They've come to the end of the time. Very few people got time left in that Jamaat. They finish. So we want another Jamaat. So who says, inshallah, I want to think about this 4 months pedal? MashaAllah, stand up, bhai. Allah accept you for 4 months pedal. Say Ameen. Brothers, everybody has been for 4 months pedal. There must be somebody who hasn't been there. And you ask the person who spent 4 months, tell him, tell us in your life of going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, each time you go out is a different experience. We all know that, right? Because we all have been out for a long period and short period. But ask a person, tell me specifically which left an indelible impression in your heart. In other words, which takaza of 4 months left a taste on your tongue. Most of the brothers will tell you, it is that 4 months pedal that I spent. Because that time, a person is following, like how Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam walked, how the Sahaba walked, and is going on trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So come, my dear brothers, it's coming in the heart. I want to do 4 months pedal. Bismillah, farmao. I'm ready for this 4 months pedal. We're not saying you'll come out tonight. That's ideal if you say 4 months pedal tonight. But that it takes some time to make the Jamaat. But the start is one brother. And then like that, slowly it snowballs. And inshallah, you'll get more and more brothers coming out. So who say 4 months pedal, inshallah? I haven't been. But I want to do this thing. I want to fulfill this takaza. When the 4 months pedal Jamaat moves, then Allah Ta'ala's anger becomes cool. Haji Abdul Wahab Sahab used to say, wherever the 4 months Jamaat walks, see, these are big people. When they say something, you mustn't think too much how he came to this conclusion. Big people, they know what they are saying. See, where the pedal Jamaat walks, the grass, etc., Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes certain things happen over there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up the way there. And we have seen it in our country also. There's a place called Transkei here. Transkei is in the Eastern Cape. 20, 30 years ago, businesses were there, but no masjids, no madrasas, no shakal of deen. To get a masjid, somewhere in Amtata you'll find one business. The four-man pedal jamaat from India, Pakistan. They worked hard in these areas, in the cold of Transkei. And today, Allahu Akbar, we saw in the Amtata Ijtima that we had, Eastern Cape Ijtima, over 1,300 brothers for that area came. And they're giving kargozari, in their kargozari when we had more than 20, 30 places for salah. Now how this came about? That jamaat, I don't think so that that Char Sada jamaat ever came back to South Africa. I don't think so that Amir Sahab that came in 1992 ever came back to this land. Whether he's gone, whether he's alive. But today, my dear friends, people are talking about investment. Wherever you go, sitting at a walima, investment. Dastar Khan, investment. Man is checking his phone, investment. Ask him, what you want to invest? See, if I can invest in gold, if I can invest in shares, I can invest in property. All of this, kullu man alayha fan. All of this, wa mal hayatu dunya illa mataul ghurur. It's a big deception. Gold will melt and it come into someone else's possession. Properties, they can become ruined. And tomorrow a person can become insolvent. What investment Allah Ta'ala is talking about? That is what we got to look at. So this tashkil, my dear brothers, is actually an investment. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala uses the connotation of wealth. Allah Ta'ala uses the approach of wealth. هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ عَلِيمٍ. To grab the attention. Because when a person is saying something, you get sawab. So inshallah, Allah bless you. When he talks about investment, so brothers, this is a major prophet. Who's ready to go out 4 month pedal? Bismillah, farma. Allah kabul, mashallah. Mashallah, Maulana Khalid sahab. You'll make a jamaat, Maulana. That's how it starts. Men say, I'll make a jamaat. How he will make the jamaat, when he will make the jamaat, that is in his own place. But let's start off here. Is there anybody here that hasn't spent 4 month pedal? I want to do it. Oh, I have done it long time ago. I want to do it again. Come, brothers, 5, 6 names later. Then we go to the chilla. Bismillah, bolo. It's coming in your heart. My dear friends. Come, let's get 2, 3 more names. 4 month pedal. Mashallah. Maulana, Allah Kabul, mashallah. Maulana Abdullah Sahab. Like this, my dear brothers, whilst 4 month pedal, we are thinking about it. We're going to make fikr in our masjid. We also have our chilla. Now we know between this period and August is a KZN Ijtima. Where it will be, how it will be. In time to come, we will know that, right? But my dear friends, to stir the ummah to sacrifice and to make fikr on ourselves also and to bring about a fiza and an environment, these chilla jamaats, they set up the roots, the grassroots level. So we can speak on an individual scale. And like we have made tashkil before, we can talk on a masjid scale. So whilst 4 months pedal was there, 4 months IPB was there, that one we're still contemplating. But seated in front of me, I can see 15, 20, 25 masajid. So at least from the 10, 15 masajid, you stand up and say, I am from ABC masjid, XYZ masjid. I will make fikr for Abchilla Jamaat, and then I'll come and present it in a mashura with a tafakkur form. And inshallah, where the elders feel we should go, foreign, local, neighboring, they will use us as an arrow is used with a bow. And you know when an arrow hits a target, then the prize possession that comes back is unique. So who's ready for chilla, inshallah, bismillah? Speak according to the masjid. By which masjid? Shell Cross. Allah Kabul, mashallah. Lotusville, that is now in Verlam, right? You from which masjid? Stanger, there's many masajid there. Then get Jamia Masjid, right, mashallah. After which masjid you from? City Halka. City Halka, one Jamaat. You'll think that's fair, brothers. Such a beautiful city and one Jamaat. Glennon Road, inshallah. And to make another Jamaat. Now he's talking. Mashallah, Maulana. Ashable, how many Jamaat from there? One Jamaat. Allah Kabul, mashallah. How many gone by? Five. Only five masjid there, brothers? Brothers, part of the Shab Guzari, today a person goes to some place where they're making like handbags. You think he don't come back with a sample from that Chinese trip? He'll come back with something. He's going to see plastics. He must come back with some containers. When we're going back to our masjid tomorrow, after Ishraq, we came, obviously our Shabguzari, you don't use the word fair, na'uzu billah, we don't say it. But it's a display of fikr here, isn't it? The satis want to know, you went to Masjid al-Hilal, what you brought back and came? No, alhamdulillah, it was a nice aircon, this was that, the bayan was in one language, Habsha language, translated in English. That's what we're going to report? No, my dear brothers. I brought a taqaza that our masjid is going to fulfill a chilla jamaat. What a thing you went and did. Say, yes, I didn't bring it on your bunyad and my bunyad and our foundation. I brought it on the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, hey, okay, let's work for it. Now you see it formed. So who's ready, bro? 5 more masjids, come. MashaAllah, Hafiz Hassan Sahab. Spingo Hills. Maulana, you from? Spine Road. Allah accept. There's another jamaat. There's 7 chilla jamaats. These brothers have high hopes. That jamaat, that brother, when the elders went to Thailand, long story short, they asked how many jamaats will give. So normally they were thinking, their istimas are big, maybe 3,000 jamaat. He took it and he broke the seams. He said, we're going to give 6,000 jamaats, 5,000 jamaat. And all the satis, they looked at him, you know, with the big eyes. Think and talk, these are elders here. Dear brothers, that 5,000, 6,000 jamaats came out in the path of Allah. And Maul Bhai say, it came out before the ijtima. Anna inda zanni abdi bhi. Say it in Urdu. Main mere banda ke liye faisla karta ho, jo mujhse guman karta hai. You think you go back to your masjid and your locality and you can make a chilla jamaat? Leave one jamaat. Allah Pak will give you 2 jamaat. Brothers, our Spencer Road area, before we should join up somewhere with one bus from Phoenix and go, we made an azam one day. I'm just telling you, ijtima. Let's take out our own bus. Allah Ta'ala gave that masjid his own bus. And now, leave that, you can fulfill 2 buses also. What you think? So brothers, this is tashkil time. Just now we're going to go in our halka. So we're just taking 2-3 more minutes. Only 7 masjids will make niyar for tashkil, for chilla. I think so is 9 safi. It's unfair, my dear brothers. Let's at least take it till 11. It's a nice figure. Which 4 masjid is here that never give their name? I go make fikar. Polo, not Malaysian masjid now. You want someone? By Abdul Rashid, which masjid you from? Sherwood, mashallah, Allah Kabul. Now we got 8 doors of Jannat. Come, brother, 9. Which is the 9th masjid? By Mubeni, mashallah, Allah Kabul. Now we got 9 masajid. 2 more masajid. Come, brothers. I will go make fikr. You see, brothers, when you have a fikr, what is a fikr? What is a fikr, my dear brothers? Fikr means is a worry. When we take the taqaza, we'll make dua for it. We won't sleep. We'll have a fikr for it. So brothers, come 2 more masjids. Spingo Hills. Spingo Beach, all right, you from Spingo Beach. By Abu Bakr. Kenanam, right, we got our 11. Right, brothers, those that gave the intention, whether you're from here or abroad, no problem. You stood up for 4 months, you made niyat for chilla jamaat. Stand up in your place, mashallah, bismillah. All those 11. Bismillah, farmao, come, stand up. The rose that is harvested doesn't stay on the floor, it goes in the vase. Mashallah. Brothers, come to this end of the masjid. Someone will receive you there, mashallah. See, who will receive them? Hafiz Hassan, you sit with them, inshallah. Brothers, we already 3 minutes over the time. Inshallah, let us go into our halkas, sit down, make fikr, inshallah. Azan will take place. We give jawab to the azan. We read our sunnah. We stay in amals. We make dua. Between azan and iqamat, Allah will accept, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahu, bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Shukran.